Grazie a tutti per lo sbami. Let's see again. No khabe ma ba ba am le ma ze in de khush az am le pan ya gazlan. Fak de shba. Pan ya gazlan hu. Fak no ya. Pan ze ze af ba khalti ze khazat me le im shet ze oy oy ze ma ke nakh ze ma ba ma stam pan ya gazlan hu. Fak ani no kay khwaf im farsh kama ga bu ga kash li se ra ba shnen. Pan pan ya gazlan hu. So the zoo, right? Not days we were back yesterday. The chayit came on the fuki of the tzad, which made his taisa. We saw for sure in the miri that means they stand. Is a general gazlin. That's what Yisrael is a fuki saying. So the zoo is a gazlin. Many gazla, but not necessarily that he has eight. They claim that he's a gazlin. No, so the third shot was that we. The third shot in the Rishonim is that he's saying plenty of gazlan. It means we know his eidim that he was a gazlan on this field. That's what Rabban Yonah says the Feirish, and that's what the Tezrit said. That's what Rabban Yonah that we saw yes in Tezrit. Rabban Yonah also says that. I'm going to chaver my verse at one. Pirish b'gzei lahoisa loy zu biyodoi. He's saying that when he says gazlan, it means that he's a gazlan on this. I'm playing gazlan who? So he did right. First one, I quote Rishbam that not that he's that the Mar is claiming that he's a gazlan, just that he's claiming that he stole it. Yesh lefar is planning gazlanu shehichzik begazlanu al sod the zoo. V'yidu adav be'edim that there is a gazlan on besod the zoo. Ein chzaka v'el gazlan ebam koyich agnisu perikin chimir vitzchak. So that's the reyenu. That's the third shot that is an actual edim that he stole this. Oh, so then he goes on and asks the kasha for reyenu. Finish going to this point before we go back to his band. Look at the cash law there. Yes, a cash. Okay. Hey, chayim nitim maybe l'raya. Mashlim mechboi v'amlai zelzavin. Saying once we say like Rabban Yaina that he has aidim that he actually stole this field. In Cain, what does it help that it was nimlach? And he says that I asked you. And I asked you, should I buy it? And you said yes. Etc. The Gemara says later, the Gazlan ben Gazlan ain't lem chazaka. Afal gav the oigalei. So what's this? The fact that it was nimlach. What does that tell me? So he done the part of the Ma'arer that the Moicha actually bought it. He's not really a Gazlan. But if he's Gazlan, if it's been established he's a Gazlan, then he doesn't help, the Gemara says. Because he's scared that if he does, he's not Moicha, the guy's going to throw him into the river. So therefore, once we establish, once we argue in the Rishbam said he just claimed that he's a Gazlan. So then there's no problem. Once according to Rabban Yaina that we know that he's a Gazlan, not only that, we know he's a Gazlan in the field. He's Aidim that he stole the field. So Meila, once a Gazlan, then there's no Aidah, the Gemara says. Even though he's Maida, there's no Chazak, a Gazlan, even though he's Maida.
What does Nimlach mean?
In the Gemara? The Gemara talks about Nimlach. Imlachi. Asoi. Imlachi. Whatever Imlachi and Nimlach, same Sharish. The Gemara. Lama on base.
Came to you. For advice.
You came for advice. Yeshlaim, Shabbi Shlahis, I dosa, Raya, Diklamam, the Machmas, Yeros, who's the Kamaida, Avo, Masha, Sia, the eighth of the Kasada, that is Raya. No, they be married straight out, they can be doing it because you're scared of the Moicher / Gazlan, and therefore you're Maida. But over here, But over here, if I care, since it wasn't a straight up Aida, it was just that he asked you, you gave him advice, so that, you don't have to give advice. In other words, you're not scared. Being scared is not going to be a reason why you should give him advice. And therefore, because the Gaon of,
You think a Gaon is going to appreciate you telling people not to buy his field? Even if you don't say he's not the real owner? The big 6'4" guy who picked you up and threw you out of the field, he's just gonna take lightly for you telling people not to buy it.
Sheilu nimna, let's see, hey, it's a legal zod. Let's see what it said. I don't know. He wouldn't advise not to buy it.
But in this case, he did. So maybe
no,
that's a good.
Here, he advised me yet to buy it. He could have just said, I don't know. You want it was a good deal? I don't know. Could have said, I don't know. Right. Those little guys in all of. If he just didn't give advice, not to give advice, not to buy. Hey, don't buy it because it's stolen. Okay, shkai. Provide, fine. So he can say, he's my decision. I don't know if it's good for you. Masil Shem says, if you give someone AIDS, they have to be mamish, totally good for him. I don't know if it's good for you. Say it. So anyway, I don't want to get stuck in the back. Well, that's the thing in his head. Now, Dr. Rajbam.
It's not.
Back to Rajbam. V'imlechi, ne'atzti, zil zavin, lech k'nei. So we say, Hashem noyach li, ati noyach li l'riv imcha. You're easier to fight with. Ulaitziyam imcha b'din. Amar rav dina kamam lehem ar vitol sadeyu, dafil admin rabban, lepligel b'davad, b'davad amar mais l'say l'lokech l'knei sadeyu, abadibur ba'alma kulu moidu k'rava, v'parash v'oz l'lachkav sheikh zil, oh, b'gim l'shanim. Now the Rambam is like waking up. One second, what happened? He's got a chazaka. Here's the gimel shanim below macha yafsid. The chazaka shenim atayinhi. Shemoy dehu shalacha miyad abaylim ki miyad shnachri. Shein yidua shahay eloi chelik ba afilu yem echad. So since he's moida, he doesn't know for sure that it's his, because he's married, he didn't buy it from the Bailim. He bought it from some random dude who claims it's his, but he doesn't know for sure. So Meila, he doesn't have it's a chazaka shenim atayinim. Oh, says the Rashbam, but this Rashbam might be just explaining the concept. Is everyone time is just coming now to explain the concept of Chazak Shenem Taina, which is funny, he doesn't do that in the Mishnah of Malib, but maybe this is the first time that we have it. This is where he decided to shtel back the Yisrael of Chazak Shenem Taina. Then he asked his father, so fine. He's telling me he doesn't have a Taina. But Midachisa, but what happened to the, but why wasn't he Maicha? When Matzatayin, Amayla Micha Ma'arab Tarek Shalish, Ayla Maicha, he has a Chazak. Right? He doesn't have a Taina, but he has a Chazak. So it could be like basically trying to figure out over here what's the problem with Chazak and Taina, because the Chayra, Mitzad, the Ma'ar, he should have been Ma'ar. Why was he Ma'ar? It's his. Hecha, min the Ma'af, the Ma'ar, Mishtikasa, Hainu, Hecha, the Tonidach, Minach Zavinta. The regular case is, the Ma'af says, I bought it from you. Machdish Nechazak, the Bachel Hashem Zayin, Mishtar, Fela Mizdar, I bought Mishtar. And therefore, but I'm saying I bought it from you. Hilchos Zesh Leimicha, Vulay Nizer, Mishtar Ibsen. So then now, the fact that you were Maicha, and I claim that I bought it from you, but I lost the Shtar, so then, you lose out because you were Maicha. Aval Hacha, this is the punchline. The Moi, the Machzik, the Leiminei, the Ma'ariz of Nei. Shehu Balakarka, Ube'edim Zavna. This is very strange. Nesar Moshe and the Dibris Moshe Semenun Ches Haryud Beis. He asked this. What does the Rambam want the Edim Zavna? Why is that relevant? Bechlal. Avohach the Moedim Achzik the Edim Zavna. When Mubin Klal Kavanasa says Moshe the Teva is.
Isn't that a photocopy? It's very disturbing.
It's very disturbing. So maybe there's a mission of it. Said you down the Kol Mikav Schos.
Yeah,
especially your Rebbe. No, I'll cover the Rebbe.
Probably got it.
From Meila, the din of Havdana Kol Mikav Schos. So said Pishut Amisecha. And if you know that I'm extremely machbid about photocopying, I'm holding a piece of paper which has words on it. So obviously I didn't photocopy it. So let's think together. How could it be that Rabbi Klein got this piece of paper with words of this Bermesha on it without copying it? Let's think.
He pays for Bar Ilan and uses his printer at home to print off a sheet.
No, first of all, Bar Ilan doesn't have the Bermesha. Second of all, Bar Ilan, you don't have to pay Bar Ilan to print. You just print it. There's no. What?
Also, Bar Ilan doesn't have.
And also. Hutbas Aidei Tochnat Oitzra Chochma. So in Oitzra Chochma, you're allowed to print. So I assume that all the Svarim that they got permission to print. Otherwise, they wouldn't let you print. So therefore,
you just be down in the house.
I assume that a company like that would have to, otherwise they'd get sued left, right, and center. And I'm sure they whatever they put there, they have permission to the print. But anyway, putting that aside, with Eidim Zavnus, the fact that Moshe is now really, why is Rabban moving to Eidim? Kilu, like, he's like trying to avoid the Shtar business. I have no idea what he wants. What?
Yeah, exactly referring to. Mark, I don't know.
Who bought the Eidim?
Mark,
huh? No. I'm let's read the Rabban. The Moshe the Machzik. Talking about the Machzik. Loimene de Mare Zavna, Shubal Karka, Uve Edim Zavna.
What does he even mean?
No.
No,
the Machzik.
Multiple choice.
What?
He bought it.
Wherever he bought it from?
Why the Shubal Karka, Uve Edim Zavna? He's talking about two different people? No, with the same prompt, with two different prompts, back to back? Hu balakarka ubeidim zavna. Zavna should be the same guy as hu balakarka.
Well, that's because you're starting in the middle of a sentence. And when I start in the middle of a sentence, you should be starting at the beginning of a sentence. The moy de machzik. The lav mine de ma'ar zavna, shu balakarka. Put that like kilu parenthetical. The loy mine de ma'ar zavna, ubeidim zavna. It's going back to the beginning of the sentence.
Eidim zavna from. From who?
From the Moicher.
So what's the problem?
Shachazaka b'makayim. Oh, it's here. What?
Eidim's a misty boy from the Moicher.
We don't know why is the. What's the problem with Eidim?
You don't need Eidim.
Why Eidim? What does it do then? He bought Bishtar and he just lost it because he has it 3 years? Like, what does Eidim have to do with anything? If anything, the end is Mashmi Bura B'Shtar Taka, yeah? He said, Kim Chen Shtar Moyoloi.
Right.
No, I mean, if he would have had a Shtar. But it sounds like there was a Shtar Kilo, right? Not necessarily, okay. It's not Moha. Yeah. Bachbanim, why he switched from Shtar to Eden, says in Moshe, he has no clue. Loi Muvan Klal Kavanasai B'Tei Vais Uv Eden Zavna Bel Ezit Tzair Kosav Zet. Zefek of Moshe, he doesn't have an answer.
Eidim versus Shtar
or Eidim Bechal? Eidim versus Shtar, uh-huh. What else?
I think we need some proof, because why switch out from Shtar?
He doesn't put, first of all, he doesn't have any proof because he
is the Shnei Chazaka.
What?
Is the Shnei Chazaka, that's
right.
So maybe he had a Shnei Chazaka, and then as long as there are any Shtar, he wouldn't have a Shtar anymore. So wouldn't he need Eidim as a Taina?
Eidim that what? And you have a Shnei Chazaka, you don't need Eidim that you bought it. Classic Chasabatim, them. My boy is by Ara. I bought it from you, and I have it 3 years. Yeah? So is there any Eidim there?
Eidim
I lost the Shtar.
Eidim on 3 years.
That's not what he's saying.
Eidim on 3 years.
I didn't mean, is there any Eidim here lurking in the background? We're going to learn Rishbam Eidim is over. That's what we're talking about, Meyer. Huh? Okay. So the Moshe is ready Ma'ir that these words the Chayyim make no sense. Why is he talking about Eidim not Shtar? Gamashima'ab. Says that it finishes the Rishbam.
So, my
second. One second. So, he loses. The fact that he wasn't Ma'arah, is not held against him. Why? Here's the Rishbam says a concept which he said it already once before, and he's going to say it again. That so you say that chazak of makom shtar, the gather of the takana, pashas takana in the Rishbam. The gather takana was they said that you know the whole point is the ilus shtar. So the way they were marked there, the gimel shanim is the gimel shanim is makom shtar. For some reason they because that's what it's supposed to replace. Obviously, it's not sure they would do that. But that was the gather of the chazaka. Memeili says b'chivan they ain't starim bayol sharei megazim lokach. Afteskasai ain't a klum. So Rishbam saying that a chazaka maybe saying chazaka sharei metayna. The problem is always that because since chazaka makom shtar. And even if you had a star, it wouldn't help you because the Mahar, the Marakam is claiming that he's a Goslin. So Mela, huh? The Mela is no Chazaka. The male is no chazaka. One second. Chazaka b'ayin shavai. The gamma shemas shechazaka makom shtar mechirasa imedes. Mechiman she'ein shtar imoy eloi. Sharei megazin lakach. Ham chazaka ain't a klum. Loi muvan, says her Moshe. Why? The chazaka gimel shanim hu b'makom shtar. This is a nice question, actually. I just didn't think it. It's a nice question. He says, when we say chazak and makom shtar ayni, what does that mean? That having it 3 years, the chayit is b'makom shtar of that makom shtar that there was a sale from the marikama to whoever bought it. So Meir Zokim Ma'isha. What?
Should be a star here.
No, one second. Zokim Ma'isha. That the Chazak is Makom Shtar Medes. That the field was bought from the Marikama. So in this case, who would the star be made out to?
To
the Meicher, right? So Meir. So even if you want to say the chazak makom shtar medes, yeah, okay, it's not muchach. I'm saying muvah. It's a good question. That lechayra one could argue that makom shtar medes that because it's a raya that the mahara the merkama sold it. So in this case, we makom shtar kiel is a star. Kiel is a star that the meicher slash gazlan bought it from the merkama, and in that case. Well, in that case, it would be good chazaka.
What?
One second. The mizeh amrinon shenasa moicher kemuchzok ma'acher shemiyadai hichzik lekechzeh yilo yidar ba moicher yayim echad hoi zeh chazaka ashkin gishtar ma moicher loy ein a klum gai amar.
What?
Says in Moshe. So Moshe has a problem with the Rishbam. He's saying that what the Rishbam should have said is because there's no taina. You need a taina, like he said in the beginning. Moshe is not willing to learn the Rishbam. Like Rabbi Avin wanted to say that he's explaining at the end that the gather why you need a taina is because mak mishtar ayin. Yeah, and that's why you're saying that you got mim doesn't help, but. So he has a problem with that also. And he already said, there's no time here. Why does he need this whole shtickle of Chazak and Makom Shtar? Yeah, what is wrong with that? Why is he there for? But, so again, this kasha that the Chazak and Makom Shtar should be talking about the star of the meicher from the ma'ara lechayra. That I can answer. That's a bekasha. You can say that chazaka the makom shtar oimid, meaning the chazaka, meaning the one that's matzikit, is b'mkayim the star they lost. Because normally you lose the star, so that we explained before. The whole problem to begin with of Chazak is you lose the star. So Chazal said, okay, we'll give you something to replace your star. Right? So you being machzik is a reason to replace your star. So Mela, so then it's not schwer that the Chazak and Makom Shtar should mean the star that the Meicher bought from the Marikama.
He had a havamina that chazaka should be stronger than the star you had. The star you had only said you bought it from the Gazlan. And once you have it for 3 years, now you have a chazaka that.
But he's saying that the chazaka should be as if there's a star that someone bought it from the machzik, from the marer, and that is the marer. That's what
that would mean the star is stronger than the chazaka stronger than the star. The star you had only said you bought it from the Gazlan. And no shaykh is to the Gazlan and the Marikama. You tell me that he thought that the star that you had that says you bought it from the Gazan, once you lose that star, you get a chazaka. That the chazaka should show that the Gazan bought it from Marikama.
Yes,
the star.
Because the chazaka is he's going more. I guess he's going more inside the mecha that the one that should have been Maicha, yeah, the Marikama. So if he's not Maicha 3 years, then Kilu is a star against him.
We just finished saying that he's not going to be Maicha because he knows it was stolen.
No. We never said that. We never said that, period. We never said that. We never. Rama said we didn't say it. If Rama said it, we didn't say it.
Why did you say there's no problem with Mamek Malacha?
We never said that. It's not true.
What was the problem with Mamek Malacha?
No. You never said that. You
made a Malacha because it was a Zodjin Matana.
So there's no problem.
No.
So what's the problem?
He never said that.
So why is there no problem that he didn't?
Why is
there no problem that he wasn't
Malacha?
That's
not
my
problem.
What about Sitar?
What?
Lamatsu not my Lamicha Maharaj Vajam. The Hekat Amin Masu Maharaj Vajam.
I know the Rambam said Lamatsu Tar. That means by Taining, why you were Malacha is not of the Taina. Question is why? Not because Rambam never says that the Meicha, the Marikama didn't have to be Meicha. And whatever normally the Raya from the Imacha, yeah, you bet we should have that over here. The only thing Rambam says is, there's two parts to it. Okay? And okay, look at that. The point is, either he says, like he says in the beginning, that it's only a raya to Taina, and if you made it, you didn't buy it from him. So therefore, even though you have the raya, but if you're not saying how you got it, then you can't get it. Which is the pashat we always thought the pshat was the chazak shem Taina. If you want to say at the end, he's saying new mahalach on that, yeah, and he's saying that with this new lomdus of chazak makom shtar and meila over here, since your shtar is from the wrong person. So therefore, so the chazaka that replaces the shtar, all the chazaka is going to do for me, says the Rashbam, is to say, okay, you lost your shtar, I feel very bad for you. Now, well, what did it say on the shtar that you claim you lost? You bought it from him. So now, the chazaka makom shtar says, wonderful, you have your shtar. Great. So you have a shtar, that someone sold you the broken bridge, that's what Rashbam says. But not that there's any excuse that he wasn't Maicha. Avadi had to be Maicha. We're not saying that he didn't have to be Maicha. Rashbam never says it at all, and I never said it, Rashbam never said it. I don't know what you're talking about. Later.
So then, why could the Marikama get the karka?
I just explained. He's Marikama. He's a Marikama.
Okay.
And the only way to get away...
Isn't that a ikilu aidos then that he did, that is not his?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not. It's not a raya. We never ever said, okay, even the Ramban, good, we had the Rosh, that's an Ansadi at the end of the day, after the Chazaka. Say it, we'll learn Rishban now. It's not Poshit that Chazaka is a raya Gemura that he sold it, right?
The Imacha
is a raya Gemura that he sold it. We never said that.
It's
a whole picture. He wasn't Maicha. I lost my shtar, etc. And the Rambam saying at the end of the day, the gather is that's Makom Shtar. So Mela can't be better than your shtar. It's not a raya. It's a gather Makom Shtar. So Mela says Rishbam, if you would have had a shtar, yeah? Forget about 3 years. Okay, Reuven comes to Shimon, my buddy is Mayar. Shimon says, I bought it from Levi, here's my shtar. What's it then? And Levi wasn't Darbach Adyam, like Rishbam says. We're going with the case over here. Levi wasn't Darbach Adyam. Okay? Sorry for Reuven Shimon Levi. I went against my own rule. Marikama comes to Machzik, my boss Ayara, he says, I bought it from the Meicher. And here's my shtar, what's it in? Answer the question!
Marikama
wins. Why? Marikama wins, wonderful. Says the Rishbam, Chazok, Makam Shtar. So instead of showing me a piece of paper that he bought, they waste the money, your Chazok tells me he wastes the money. Zel, Chazok, Makam Shtar. You don't like that concept? They deal with it. But that's what Rishbam says.
We had a concept before that the
Marikama. I'm not interested in the concept you had before. You had a Rishbam that said that concept? That it's a riot? Yeah, the respondent said it's a riot? Never.
No.
Okay, so what do you want? Gamma Krumbus? Well, because we had a taste of Rosh, that after the Chazaka.
No, the Mark Haman didn't do what he was supposed to do. And the Matzah did what he was supposed to do. So.
Okay, explains the Rishbam. This is the last time I'm saying this. That Rishbam says, but the gather of Chazaka is Chazaka, the Malkim Shtar. Chazaka replaces your Shtar. So Meila, the Chazaka can't do more than the Shtar. Right? Huga Amalechave, my boys Bayaro. Amalechave is the Vinta Bachalish, the Chazaka Amalechave is the Gazlano. But it doesn't seem that good to be good as this. A very important point in the Ben Yaina. Amalechave. Plain Gazlano. Panya Gazlano. Amale, basically, Zadi, the Asis Porto, Vamredli, Zabna Nahali, no.
What is
Zabna Nahali? Could have been a day, could have been an afternoon, could have been in the morning, could have been 2:30 in the morning, whatever you want.
What is Zabna
Nahali? Zabna Nahali
means what? We had a place, but that means exactly.
Well, I'm not going to answer that question because it depends on how you learn the Gemara. Okay? It depends on what the case is. Zabni. Naheli. So the Ben Yair guy makes an issue about that. That it sounds like he says it means that someone's telling someone to buy it for him. It's from Zabni Naheli, the Lashon Zil, Zil. It either means they sell to me or means buy for whatever. It's very shame. I'm not going to be machrin the shame based on what I think the word means. So what's the point? So the Rishbam, Vamli Zil, Zabni Naheli. He has the Girsa of Zil. The Gemara says Zahav Nehali. And that Rabbi Yehuda says Zil sounds like he's making a shliach. So the Rishbam is a little bit awkward over here. Im shalcha ha'isa ha'il chalahitzi mimenu b'din chinam lo'ilabim ma'isecha. So Pashtis in the Rishbam, we have in the Rishbam the Mach is telling the Marakama, why were you trying to buy it from me? why are you paying money if it's really yours? Now he says, no, I'm in a Miss Medina, I'm right, leave it, I'm looking nice, but I'm walking, Kaka Riley, let's try to live up with it. Abinish is up in the Zavin Dine, Adam Tam, Shane Rice, the Sky Tafil Lashalai, also lies in my Sulita Lashalai, Beloy Din, Mach like this. That's the Rishbam. The Chayyur, his when he quotes Ben Chanano, it's really come out the same thing. Ben Chanano Furish, Amina the Mizvan Dinoi, Liknois Hamarivois. So it seems the only difference to me seems that he said Litol Shloi Beloi Din. With are we talking about Din? The Mizvan Dina. Does Mizvan Dina mean Din as Bezdin, as in a court case? Because even the Rishbam threw in the word machlaikis, dovi. Even the Rishbam threw in the word machlaikis, din umachlaikis. So that's right, Samber. Yeah. Yeah. Kloim api shehi shali, any metziya miyad ebloi merivais, vidin. So the only difference is he has the din before the machlaikis, he has machlaikis before the din. Rabbi Yaina has a whole different sugya over here. You know Rabbi Yaina, what are you fetching about? Adrav, it's not confusing at all. It's not confusing. It's not. What's so confusing about it? It's not confusing. So good. Menyayna, Rabbi Sai, has a different pshat in the Rishbam. As they point down the bottom, it's more like the way the Rosh learns. That's when we have the Rishbam. And he says the case like this. Okay? Hamara hoyle eidim shayit shal vaisa. Okay? With establish the background of the case. Ari. The Mahara has eidim shal vaisa. Because there is a marakam over here. Now, second point, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, is that the meicher was Dabar Chagayma. Eidim is Dabar Chagayma. I don't want to get back into whether, you know, we never meet with Dabar Chagayma, leave me alone. Eidim is Dabar Chagayma. Who deserved in the hell? Chad Yaima, and therefore Amalei Vahisli Sadi Daaseh. So therefore, the background is that he's a Marakama, he's a Machzik, he could win. He has everything it takes to win. He has everything it takes to at least claim. Now, what happened? Isli Sadi Daaseh Baurta Gaboi VaAmrit Li Deserved in the Loch. Pirshoshvam. That's the gears in the Gemara. See, and he didn't have the where the machzik says gazlana, which is very important, because then the machzik said the players have enter. Then who's the guy that has to talk next? The ma'ar. So that means the ma'ar that's saying that amrli dissolve nilach. It's the ma'ar that claims that the machzik said something about buying the field. Whereas the way we have in the Rishbam, it was the based on the Girsa of, I'm assuming the Rishbam had the Girsa, he called him a Gazlin, so now it's the Machzik's turn. So it's the Machzik telling the Ma'arer that you said you wanted to buy it. And therefore the Ma'arer has to explain why he'd be willing to pay money even though Batsim he could be might see him in
then. Here's the Girsa of Zav Nalach.
Perish Rashbam. The Ba Machzik Eitzel Deveya Hazel Kreisin Anu. V'hoya Teveya Mevi Raya Mizeh Shu Atzmai Hoy Dejin Shaloi. V'arachshav Gazanusa Yored Ba. The Ba Machzik Eitzel Deveya L'Kreisin Menu. Yeah? Perish Rashbam. The Ba Machzik Eitzel Ateveya L'Kreisin Menu. So the machzik is claiming that the ma'ar is claiming the machzik came to him to buy the field. Maybe Ryan Mizeh Shuatz my hoyda she shaloi. V'arachshu gaznus yard boy. So obviously if the machzik wants to buy it from the marakama, obviously he knows that what he did till now was a bunch of baloney, and therefore. So he says, I'm like, no, I mean, it's not Medina. I wanted to avoid your tightness on me, and therefore I figured I'll just buy from you, Shalom Yisrael. Rechanan Perish, Rechanan Perish, Vamali, Zab in the Heli, Kalaymar, instead of Zab, Vamrit Li, the Zab in the Loch. So he has Zab in the Heli, Kalaymar, Kinei Oisali. So in Ben Chananel, we have the shlichos. The same thing with Ben Yisrael of Gazil. The point is that what the claim is that someone is being made as a shliach. Yeah, Koymar Kenei Oisali. So that the Ma'ar tells the Machzik that you came to me to ask me to buy it for you. The fact that you're asking me to buy it for you. So that shows that you're being maida that you never bought it. That you never bought it. That you never bought it. That you're a gazlan the whole time. That's why you're buying it now. Banilachti, and this is the part where Ben Yair takes issue with Ben Chanan, why he needs this extra knach over here. Banilachti, so again, the Ma'ara tells the Machzik, why you came to me and said, please buy it for me, be my shliach to buy it from the meicher. The ma'ar says, instead of doing that, instead of listening to you, I bought it for myself from the meicher, which is that this possible funny, why he did that. And Amalei, Damina. Okay, so that's again, it's a back, but the main point is that the Machzik, the Mara is trying to tell the Machzik, in fact, you wanted to buy it, chose that you never bought it. And he says, no, it's that Bendina. Pirish, Lefisha, Batish, Ashtar, Hamecher, Vayamaych, Ba, Va'ar, Elai. So he's saying the story over here is that the Meicher is coming against the Machzik. He's also trying to get away from him, and he doesn't have a Shtar, even though he has a Chazaka, right? He doesn't have a shtar. Therefore, he wanted to get another shtar from his meicher. That's why he went to the machzik, do him a favor, and went to the marer. Punk, it happens to be the marer. Then he went to him and told him, do me a favor and go buy it for me. And then, so what the machzik is saying is that the reason why I bought it again,
so the
meicher should leave me alone. So I'm buying it after he claims it's mine. Right, that was what came out a little better by Hasber. And even though he has chazaka, right? So he has chazaka. He'll win the case anyway. That was Ari's question this morning. So we came out of chat that the reason why the machzik would buy it again from the meicher is just to get him off his back. The meicher is claiming that what. That it's his and the machzik stole it. Okay, so he's going to appease the meicher by paying him for it.
It's like a settlement out of court, or?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, he's buying it again, and so he can get up his case. So that's the Ben Chananel.
Well, he says, like.
Says the Ben Yain, nearly. Masha Haysim Ben Chananel. Allah Shah Talmud Laima. Shatavei Hayatayin. Shekonul Atzmai. This Knage. And he added to the Gemara. This Knage that the Ma'ara says. That all the Gemara says is you came to me at night and told me Zabna Lecha. You said to buy for you. I mean, you came to me to buy for me. Yeah. So and Rabbi Nachman added, oh, I didn't buy for you. I bought it for myself. So Vetim Gebetim, who asked that to the Gemara? The Gemara says it's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Why bring it in for Bechlal? Ella, ain't Sarah Ella, Amar, we'll go back, reiterate the case. The case is the Ma'arer, the Marikam, and Aiden, it was a Vaisa. Well, you may be right, you may be right, you may be right, you may be right, he's being right from the fact that the Machzik came to him and asked him to be a Shliach to buy from the Meicher. That's Raya, that even though you had Gimel Shanim, but it means you never bought it. You're claiming, well, what's Bechala's claim? I bought it from Pliny. You're a Marikama, but I bought it from Pliny. So that's a Raya, and I was there 3 years, and you were a Maicha. I was there 3 years, and you were a Maicha. It's a Raya that what? They really belong to Pliny. Why? Shein shum chazak me'eles elm kengesh imatayna sheyitayin shelocha mina ma'arer oy ma'acher. So what's the problem? The fear of Ben Chanan at the end of the day, what is the Marikama's taina? His taina is that chazak shein imatayna. Why is the chazak shein imatayna? Because I'm demonstrating to you, by virtue of the fact that you asked me to buy it from the Meicher, that you're being Maida, that you never bought it from the Meicher. The fact that you're asking me to buy from the Meicher, buy it for you from the Meicher, is a riot that you never bought it till after the Meicher.
He has a chazaka.
Second. So what?
So what does it mean? There's a riot that you asked me. Is it the chazaka? He was living there for 3 years without a
chazaka. Again.
One
second. Again. Say it once. You know. When the machzik, the mahara is telling the machzik, by virtue of the fact that you came to me and said, do me a favor, buy it from the meicher for me. That shows you didn't buy it already. If you bought it already, then you gotta buy it again. Now, if you didn't buy it, yeah, if you're being moida, guy came to Bezin, I'm moida, I didn't buy it from the meicher. I'm here 3 years, but I didn't buy it from the meicher. Says the Ben Yain, it's chazak shein imatayna. That's all. So the problem at the end of the day, the fear Ben Chananel, is chazak shein imatayna. And that he answers, no, there was no Haida. The reason why I was willing to buy it again from the Meicher is to get him off my back. Because he's also being Ma'ar. Everyone's claiming against me. He's also being Ma'ar. I want to get him off my back. Therefore, I bought it again.
Sure,
is that so hard?